you know, there's a lot of people that their muscles are just so ridiculously big. It's not only unrealistic to dream about being like them, but it's like kind of who would want to look like that, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people, they are so into it, so they make it just bigger fake muscles and they think that they're hot. Well, you're really taking risk of your life. And why you do that? What's more important than your life? And so, and then they're really promoting that, like, and you're all just taking a lot of drugs and then like telling people that you work out. Stop lying yourself. Lying to yourself and just be real, okay?
All right, I'm rolling. Do you want to start it up?
Huh?
I'm rolling. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I want to start. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Go Standard podcast with Minsoo Go. And here I am with Kurt again. Hello, Kurt. Welcome. Welcome to the Go Standard podcast again.
Well, this has become a trilogy now of podcasts. We went on a little walk thinking I'd help you record one. But this park here in sort of northwestern Seoul is so beautiful. We just walked up about 300 stairs and it's called Hanul Park.
It is very beautiful. You know what? Like, I really feel bad about it because this is my first visit. Can you, like, I've been living in Seoul. I'm not that far from here, but how can it's just my first
Stick
time?
With me. I'll make sure you know all about Seoul.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, but the name is interesting. Hanul Park, because the entire park is way up high.
Yeah,
and Hanul means sky, right?
Oh, it's very close to the sky. So one of my favorite things is skies. So, like, you know, there are seas, like oceans and like river, whatever, but the sky has to be my favorite things because it just makes me feel like this is my like heart, you know, like it's really open, like unlimited. Well, so does seas, but it's just deep and the color wise and it just,
I had no idea you had such poetic sensibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Minsoo.
Yeah, I do.
This is the first time I'm hearing you saying, comparing your heart to the skies above.
Yeah, so anyway, so sky, and especially this fall, autumn skies in Korea, amazing. Have you noticed that the skies in during summer or spring and fall are different?
Of course.
And the fall sky is the best skies ever. And this is like, it has different colors. Also, the cloud is amazing.
You know, there's in Korea, they have that old saying about the skies are high and the horses are fat in the fall. Have you ever heard that?
Oh.
I don't remember the exact Korean, like the sky is high and the horses are fat. And the idea
Yeah. 청고마비의 계절.
There you go.
청고마비의 계절, yeah.
And it's as if the sky has been lifted because all summer long and certainly during the monsoon, the sky has been so oppressive. The clouds have been so oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful, clear, open sky today.
Yeah. So again, if you've never been to Korea and this is the best time of the year, so come visit us soon.
we'll send an invoice to the Seoul Tourism Board for that one.
Yeah.
All right, so what were we going to talk about?
Okay, so today I really need your help, Kurt. As you know, I love eating. Mm-hmm. However, I never felt like I don't enjoy cooking. And for me, cooking is a torture. So can you be my private chef?
Private chef. Okay.
Okay, so today you are going to be our private chef for podcast. And I want you to tell us some of your secret recipes. And I want you to tell people like how I eat, the basic things, and how you can stay fit and healthy. And when you comes to tell us like how you can make it more like...
Well, you
kind
of
or taste whatever.
You're building me up as an expert, and I don't know if I have the expertise. But what you did last time was you explained eating clean to me, and that was a simple, basic ingredients
right.
without a whole lot of additional flavors, particularly sugar and all of those things
mm-hmm.
that make things complicated for your body. So let me start by asking you, what do you eat most of the time, Minsoo? The two times I've seen you, you've had Tupperware with what looks like grilled chicken and salad. Is that basically your everyday go-to?
Well, one of the reasons why I eat them, or you only see me eating that, because it's easy to carry. So when I have a meeting for lunch or when I have to eat outside, then I'm not going to be able to bring my egg omelets, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of to bring with me. So to save, I just put all different kinds of vegetables, like bell pepper, what is it, the lettuce, and
mushrooms. You got some good mushrooms.
Some mushrooms and what is it, the broccoli, and all different kinds, and I put it there, and then I add some chicken breast with the herb and nothing too fancy, and then I add extra virgin olive oil. That's my dressing only. And some, well, today I did have a piece of fish. What was it?
Mackerel. Which
That's
is
mackerel?
What is it called in Korean again? Oh, there's a little lizard going by.
Lizard, yeah.
Teeny tiny lizard.
Yeah, so 고등어 in Korean. So that's like really common fish in Korea, like tilapia in the States. So
sure.
I do eat them. Well, it's not like I do eat all the time. I do eat like once a day or so. But I do eat all different kinds, like clean beef, like lean beef.
Yep.
I do eat beef and pork, but I don't mind having fat, especially I'm doing my high fat and low carb diet right now. Mm-hmm. So there are different types of diet, and people ask me questions. So way back when I was starting my bodybuilding, I thought eating 5-6 times a day small meals are the healthiest. So that's what I did. Every 3 hours I would eat like some portions, you know. But then now I've been doing intermittent fasting since August, and I've seen the result, and more of the result itself, I find that very benefits of your health-wise. You
define
know?
Intermittent fasting as practiced by Minsu.
So I do not eat. I fasting for 16 hours from 8 p.m. to noon.
Okay.
Or 9 to 1. So, okay. And then you only eat 8 hours window. So I do eat noon to 8. Basically, right. That's a time. You gave yourself a room that you don't eat certain amount of time. So you can start 16 hours, or you can do 14 hours, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the important part is you do not eat in between that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that and then eating only for 8 hours. So I do eat 2 meals, big meals, and then maybe 1 snack. So what my food is like, now I'm trying to go more good high fat and low carb, and just normal protein. So my portion is like 25% of protein or 30%, and 5 to 10%, like 10% of carbs, and like 65% of fat. But it's like good fat. One of the advantages for me to do this, because when I start intermittent fasting, it's really hard to eat all the calories that I need only with the 2 meals, because I used to eat 5-6 times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you reduce your whole meal, then you can really eat the total calories that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So what I figure, so once that happens, I lost a lot of weight, I mean muscle as well, because I'm not really feeding myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I realized, okay, so I need to take higher calories. So like nuts, it has a fat, so it's 9 calories. It's a lot more than carbs or protein. And also like avocado or extra virgin olive oil, all those good fat will give you fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to eat a whole lot of them, but you can still meet with your daily calories intake. So that's where I am now. So I do eat just good fat. For those who do not know what good fat is, omega-3, you know, fish, those are good fat. And extra virgin olive oil, like I said, nuts, avocado, what else? Flaxseed, like chia seed, and those as well.
Yeah, many of the oils, vegetable oils, have good quality fat. A few exceptions, right? Like corn oil is a bad one.
Yeah.
Palm oil is a bad one.
But here's one thing that you need to consider, though, because it is very important you have a balance of omega-3 and omega-6.
Okay.
So a lot of the other oil that you talk about has a lot of in like high in omega 6. So you want to make sure the balance is 1-4 ratio. So it's another stories, but you want to make sure you take more omega 3 because we oftentimes gain a lot of omega 6 from our daily meals, but not enough omega 3. So okay. Make sure if you don't take some fish oil and eat more fish.
So your eating plan is like from noon to 8, you have about 2 meals and maybe some little in-betweener, and it's a lot of vegetables and lean protein with good fats.
Good fat, yeah. But make sure you eat more fat because that will give me more calories intake anyway, so.
What's your take on, like, smoothies and stuff? Do you do smoothies or juices or whatnot?
I do not. Currently, especially, I am experimenting myself keto diet. Mm. So, do you know ketogenic diet?
Ketogenic diet.
Yeah, ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
So
ketone-based.
That's
so
right.
The idea, if you cut down on carbs, eventually
that's
your body
right.
will...
You're burning, you're using fat as a fuel, so... Mm. My phase one was intermittent fasting, so I've been doing over one month, and so my body is now used to those window, you know, 8 hours window. I'm eating that, but now I'm adding more good fat and reducing my carbs because carbs at the end it's not really good for you anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very beneficial for my health. It's just hard for me because I love carbs, you know.
Who doesn't?
It's like,
right?
I know.
And
so,
I mean, here we are in Korea. White rice is the cornerstone of food here. Do you eat white rice?
I have not eat, like, I don't, as you see, my food, I don't really eat any rice like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, it's quite easy. I used to love rice so much that I ate, you know, like 3 bowls. Hmm. 3 bowls at one meal. I'm crazy, yeah. Oh, man.
Was this during training days?
No, it was like before Minsu, like fat Minsu.
Before the Go standard.
Yeah, before the
Pre-Go standard dining, 3 bowls of white rice.
Oh, man, yeah. I just eat whatever I like to do. It's like, Anyway, so yes, it's hard, but I just give myself, I'm going to do it only, I'm going to experience this for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, 2 weeks I can do it. But I want to eat my Greek yogurt with berries and like, However, my snack, I do eat some of berries because the berries doesn't have much of sugar or carbs, so it is very good. So you can still eat berries. You just have to make sure that you meet your requirement.
How do you feel about plain yogurt or perhaps yogurt that you make yourself? Did you step on someone?
No. That's funny. I thought this mic was like some bug. It's like, oh my God.
We're both wearing headphone mics, and she thought like the little pom pom was a bug
gosh.
Near her face. False alarm. Minsu is completely safe. I guarantee her safety. plain yogurt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some people would criticize it because there's lactose, which is a carbohydrate, a sugar, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yogurt is so awesome.
So yogurt, you need to really consider what kind of yogurt it is. So a lot of yogurt that you see on the shelf, like they put mango.
Those are candy bars. Forget about it.
You don't want to do
don't
that.
Don't do those.
So if you find some Greek yogurt, you know, we find a lot like Greek yogurt is better, high in protein, blah, blah, blah. And then what these people did was like no fat. Greek yogurt. Mm. And then back then still people were like, oh, I don't want fat. So they try not to eat fat. But what happened is instead of putting fat in the yogurt, guess what? What happened when you don't eat fat or when you don't put fat in food, what does it taste like? What do you think?
Yeah, it tastes, I would think, fairly unappetizing, maybe.
So
fat is flavor. That's what chefs say.
Right, flavor.
Fat is
yes,
flavor.
Yes, fat is flavor. So when they had to cut out the fat because they promoting as a, like fat-free, right? So what they did instead, they put a lot of sugar. That's the mistake. That's like what we really want to avoid. So if you see something like fat-free, make sure you read their label. Then you see high in sugar. So that's one thing that you wanted to avoid. So rather I would go low fat with like sugar free.
Yeah.
So you might not gonna be find the perfect yogurt, but still you have another one.
You ever make yogurt?
Yeah, but you still make it with the milk, isn't it?
That's
so
true.
Isn't the same then?
Yeah, I mean, it's you could make it with skim milk if you wanted to.
But skim milk is still the same thing. It does have some carb, I mean, sugar.
Yeah. Well, that at the end of the day, milk, because of lactose. Lactose is a sugar in milk, right? So, but yogurt is so good. It's probiotic.
But I've heard that, though. You know kefir yogurt? Kefir?
Kefir?
Yeah. So kefir is more good for digestion because it doesn't have a lactose, you know, all that. So that's another option. So that's what I'm trying, like kefir yogurt with like avocado and some extra virgin olive oil. That's a good, like my healthy snack.
It's almost like a cottage cheese kind of approach.
Yes. And I do like my Greek yogurt with mixed berries, and I do add dark chocolate. It's really good for your anti-aging. So not only those coffee, but also this cacao. It's like 100% cacao, but it tastes like super bitter. Like you cannot just eat by itself. Mm. So what I do is I add on my, like as a topping to my Greek yogurt.
Nice.
And it's
cacao
really good.
Nibs.
Cacao nibs, yes.
Yeah.
But you cannot just eat itself. It's like,
what? They had a thing in this city just the other month, the World of Chocolate, right?
Oh.
And
oh, I love chocolate.
It was a gigantic. I didn't know you
chocolate.
Then or I would have taken you. But, you know, it's one thing that's getting big in Seoul and I think in lots of other cities is artisanal, you know, homemade chocolate. And they import the cocoa beans and everything. And if you look at a cocoa bean, it's about as big as, a baseball or so. You break it open, and inside's all of the sort of parts surrounding the bean, and they take that and they make that into the cacao. They make that into the cacao nibs, and that's like it's got a little chocolate flavor. Fitness people seem to love raw chocolate, you know, because it's high in all these things that you should eat.
Polyphenol, that makes
polyphenols.
Sense.
Yeah. That's right.
But I've also heard that the raw cacao, it might give you a problem. So I think a lot of research has not proved that the side effects from it. So you just have to be careful. Whenever you eat something raw, you don't know how your body is going to react. So I saw some warning sign after a few years, I guess, maybe.
Okay.
Because there were some issues about this raw cocoa or cacao. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been eating, just super clean and easy to cook. But again, what my food is missing is a lot of good flavor, you know. So one time, like, I do want to be able to cook something nutritional, high in nutrition but still tastes good, but nothing too crazy or like hard to make, or, you know.
Well, what occurs to me, Minsu, is the thing for you to explore is like citruses and vinaigrettes and sauces and things like that. There's a lot of pretty healthy sauces involving, you know, very simple ingredients like citrus juices or vinegars and extra virgin olive oil and stuff like that. I'll give you one quick example. Let's say you've got a steak, right? Nice piece of steak and some salad ingredients. You grill that steak so the inside is a little bit red. Slice it thin, put it on top of your salad, and then you mix up a few things like lime juice, lemongrass, a little bit of hot pepper, and let's see what else, lime juice, garlic, a little bit of basil if you got it, and then some Vietnamese or Thai fish sauce, soy sauce.
But
here in
like
Korea, they call it ek tot, right?
Yeah.
Ek tot. They use it to make kimchi and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And not too much, and soy sauce, and that's about it. Put it in a blender, and you got yourself sort of a Thai salad dressing, you know? A little sesame oil and some olive oil in there to kind of distribute it. And put that over your Thai beef salad, and you've got something totally wonderful there.
I see. So I guess my thing is just put it everything the same, but maybe I need to just work on my dressing, so to speak.
Yeah. How do you, can steam anything or you can bake anything.
Right.
But then how do you goose it up and give it that little bit of flavor? One thing that's really nice to do is you can steam carrots with sweet potatoes or pumpkin.
Oh, I love both of them. Sweet potatoes and pumpkin. Oh my gosh, they're so good. Yeah.
And then,
that's the kind of two carbs that I'm taking.
Like sweet potato, people tend, you know, the fitness types out there like yourself, they tend to like sweet potatoes because they are so dense in fiber that by the time the body breaks down the carbs, you know, it's the carbs have dissolved very slowly into the body. But those flavors, the carrots, the sweet potatoes, and the pumpkin, they love mustard,
mm-hmm.
and they love pork. So, like, here you could get some fatty pork, some samgyeopsal,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
or you could get some bacon.
Uh-huh.
Do that up in a pan, not too much, just some crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that in with some mustard.
Oh, mustard.
Some vinegar and some
like
olive
oil. Any kinds of mustard?
Just about. You can use yellow mustard if you want. Or you can use Dijon mustard.
Dijon.
Or
I
full
love
grain,
Dijon mustard.
Anything
yeah,
like
grain,
that.
Yeah.
And that's called like a mustard vinaigrette. And that just, those three flavors, the mustard, the pork, and the sweet potatoes / carrots, they're all sort of sweet, salty, and sour, and
oh,
they just
man.
Kind of fall in love with each other.
I need those recipes. Can you send them to me later?
I just gave it to you. It's
no more
difficult than
that. I need like recipes. Like, type it. Okay, so,
it's
and then?
Easy. Yeah, so that's just, I mean, there's, so now you've got your sort of, your Thai beef salad vinaigrette.
Uh-huh.
You've got your mustard vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the sky is the limit. You could make, you know, sort of a one squirt of honey and a squeezed lemon and a little bit of olive oil, and you've got yourself sort of a honey lemon.
Gosh.
You could brush that onto a chicken before you grill it, and it'd be wonderful. Maybe sprinkle on some crushed cashews, that kind of thing.
That sounds very, very easy, but tastes super good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most things. I mean, most food just wants to be what it is,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to go to crazy lengths to
mm-hmm.
come up with recipes. Just kind of goose it up a little bit
yeah.
with a little citrus or a little vinegar,
yeah.
those kind of ingredients.
Hmm. So what about, is there anything else that you, this is really good, easy
Let's
to
go.
Cook, and... secrets, anything like that, or snack or
well,
anything?
I'm trying to think. Within the realm of Minsu's clean eating, low-carb diet plan, I think there's a lot. Do you get into, like, canned tuna?
Not so much because because it's still in the can. It's not very
It's not as fresh as
yeah.
you would like, right? Well... here in Korea, there's sort of a concept called muchim, right?
Yeah.
Which is like taking things and making a salad out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody listening anywhere in the world could pick it up. You could take a piece of salmon, a piece of raw salmon, cut it in very small pieces or strips, throw it in with lots of vegetables and plenty of some kind of acid, like a squeezed lemon or lime or some vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And stir it all together. Throw in a little seaweed if you want to Asian it up a little bit. Let it sit for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And it will make it like sort of a seafood salad kind of thing. That's,
oh, I
do
love
that with
those,
fresh
yeah.
fish.
Hmm.
Ceviche. Have you ever had ceviche?
What's ceviche?
Ceviche is a Spanish or South American thing.
Is it Hispanic or
it's
English?
It's a Spanish. Well, it's a Spanish word.
Oh,
it's
and ceviche.
It originally comes from Spain, but it's gone all the way down Mexico and South America. And you'd have to look up an exact recipe, but what it does is you take various kinds of seafood
mm-hmm.
and you just kind of cut it up into bits and you put it in small cups, squeeze a couple of lemons in there, olive oil, that kind of stuff, and a few other ingredients, and let it sit in the fridge for about an hour, 2 hours. And what happens is the acid of the vinegar cooks the seafood so that you've got this beautiful, tender, fresh seafood with some healthy fat in it, great protein, and fantastic flavor, you know. You could put that on the side of one of your salads kind of thing.
Oh, that's
like a spinach salad or what have you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That sounds really good.
We're looking out over the Han River now. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is very beautiful. You can see the bridge, few bridges, and... tall buildings, and we are in the mountain. Well, it's kind of mountain.
It's like
park.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's really, yeah, I like it a lot, what I see here. Is it like Manhattan, isn't it? Like Manhattan, no? Am I going too far?
It's kind of Manhattan. Well, we're looking out over Gangnam, by definition.
Yeah.
Over there is Gangnam.
Mm-hmm.
So Gangnam is a little bit like the Manhattan of Seoul. Really, most people think of Gangnam as a neighborhood, but Gangnam is also a bigger term that means
south of
the
Seoul,
river.
Yeah, the river.
Yeah, so there's an airplane landing over there.
Yeah, home. I guess that's the Incheon, hmm?
Mm.
Yeah, so eating part, many people, they want to know what I eat. But to be honest with you, I eat super simple and like clean. Mm-hmm. So some people say like you eat boring, you know, because I mean, it can be boring. But again, I do eat to fuel my body, not to really, I mean, I do love eating. So eating good food like makes me like happy. I think probably like eating good food makes me the most happy. Probably.
We can change that. We can merge these two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring you, I think, to a point where you are eating things that you truly love and are super clean.
Right.
And I will eat things that I truly love and that are super clean. And you can teach me on that front.
Yeah, for sure. So, but I think still a lot of people mistaken that healthy food, eating healthy is like gross. But it's not really. There are many ways you can, first, before you do anything else, you have to make sure your taste is back on the right. What I'm saying is, you want to make sure you can feel the each of the real, like, raw food.
Step away from the snack chips.
Yes.
Step away from the fast food chain.
Right.
Because they have programmed your taste buds to expect all of these things.
So before you do that, you cannot really enjoy the real, like, food coming, the taste from the real food. So you have to do that first. And after that, you really have to find a way to make your food taste better. Mm-hmm. Like my case, I do not really put the effort to, because I'm not really interested in like making it. Rather, I like to eat. But again, like Kurt said, it's very simple. It's not super difficult. You just add here and there, little seasoning together, make a healthy and but taste food. So you definitely want to share your secret recipes and let me know how you make your food a lot more flavored, because I do need some help because I eat boring. So
Minsu, you need a name for your community. You know how, you know, Lady Gaga calls them the monsters and Rihanna calls her fans the Navy. You have the Ghost Standard.
Oh.
You need a name for your tribe of listeners that look up to you for advice. Should we call them like the GoBots or the...
GoBots? What's the GoBot for? Go Robots?
That's just an idea, but it's not very flattering, is it? How about the Go... I don't know. We'll have to kind of ponder this one, won't we?
Go Team? Team Go.
Team Go.
Team Go.
That's pretty good.
Team Go. I don't know. Team Go. Well, if you have any good idea, let me know. So it's like me calling them, oh, so let's go, Team Go. Oh, okay, it's not good. Let's go, Team Go. You know? So I got you.
The Go first?
Go first.
yeah. Okay.
But
it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's work in progress. But the whole point for this podcast or this episode was I wanted to let you know that what I eat and also what I'm missing, and I wanted to really work on for the better food. So I get some advice from Kurt, and it sounds pretty good. Not super intense. You know, you just have to get some mustard and vinegar. That's it. So I will try to do that, and I will enjoy my food more. So I will keep you updated with my new diet plan, which is ketogenic diet. I've done intermittent fasting. If you want to see the before and after, it's pretty dramatic. If you haven't seen it, you can check out on my Instagram, Minsu Go. You see 1 week, 2, 3, 4. It's like a whole lot of changes. And also, I did made a... videos on YouTube, so go to YouTube Minsu Go and check out my videos there, and subscribe to my channel and like and share. So if you have any questions, let me know, and I'll keep you updated with my upcoming ketogenic diet, how it went. My goal for this is 2 weeks, so I will just do 2 weeks because I don't know if I can do more than that. So I just have to make sure that, okay, I can make 2 weeks. And after that, I'll decide if I'm going to do more and less. But till now, I've been doing intermittent fasting since August. Actually, I started it in July and I failed. So I'm like, okay, forget it. And then I started again in August. So it's okay.
There is no failure. There is only feedback, they say. There's only learning.
Okay, so
you succeed or you learn.
Yeah, so I just like, I couldn't make it, which is okay because I did it again and I'm doing it still. So even though I might, some days and like I get off the timeline, but it's okay, you just have to go back. So again, I'm trying to tell you that don't stress you out. You know, stress causes all the problems. Stress is the reason why you gain your belly fat. Stress is the reason why you're getting more wrinkles. And the stress is the reason why you are not successful. So
I think we might have found the next episode topic, stress.
I know. Okay. Because we still have a lot of work to do. Oh, my God. So there are tips and, you know, do you get stressed a lot, by the way?
Sure. Well, it's different people carry stress in different ways. People who look stressed and seem stressed all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. You have to stop because we are going to talk about it in the next episode.
All right.
Okay. So
that was the most polite shut up, Kurt, I've ever heard in my life. Okay.
If you want to know more about stress and how I get rid of my stress, you have to stay tuned and come back. And thank you again for listening. This is your favorite fitness motivator, Minsu, and I am here with Kurt. And by the way, Kurt, you have a podcast, right? What is it?
Well, I do a Korean cultural inquiry show here in South Korea, which is broadcast on radio, but also available all over the place online. And it's called KoreaScape, like landscape, KoreaScape.
KoreaScape.
And you can search that all over the place.
Oh, you know
it's
what?
It's on iTunes.
I searched for KoreaScape. That's why. Okay. I couldn't find you.
We'll work on that.
So, yeah, definitely check it. His podcast is very interesting because he's been living in how long in Korea?
God, I guess maybe 10 years or something.
Oh, my gosh. And his goal is to live in North Korea. Ooh, very interesting. So you definitely have to check out his podcast. And again, we will come back to you with the stress. So stay tuned and stay active and be happy. Bye. Bye,
yes.
Kurt.
Kurt wants to live in a unified Korea, not a North Korea.
Sorry. I make you like communist.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.